This is No Friendly Drop, written and read by Tipsy Kitty. It was bound to happen sooner or later, Anne thought as she sat up on the floor, leaving her limp body where it lay. Still, she was going to give Mary so much grief over this. The evening had started so promising, too, with that growl in her belly that told her Mary had dosed her again. They had the hottest sex when her body was fighting off poison, if they timed it right. Just after the slicing stomach pain lit up all her nerves and her head began to feel all floaty, but before the cold sweats and shaking and, on one memorable occasion, paralysis. This time it felt different, though, in less fun ways, probably because Anne had been bored enough to take another slug just to see what it felt like. Now here she was, in the captain's quarters of the ship they'd only just commandeered, watching Mary cry over her corpse. No, it was kind of sweet. Not that Anne was ever going to let her hear the end of this. Anne hadn't gone very deep with the razor, though. She resigned herself to a long wait. Mary kissed her lifeless lips, which, kinky, Anne was into it, and then pressed a knife into Anne's hand and lay down on it. It was the most fucked up thing Anne had ever seen. It left her starry-eyed. But when Mary sat up, leaving her corpse where it lay, Anne couldn't resist. I saw you crying. Annie. Mary's ghost slumped in relief. Then she scowled. You didn't? Yes, I did. No, you fucking didn't. Or do you want to see if ghosts can die again? Someday, probably. But first they decided to test whether ghosts could still feel pleasure and pain. The results were highly promising. The end.